joy to be here with you.
I can't think of any better place than being in the upper room. Best place to be. The reason why I sang that song is because the blood, the power will never lose its value. And the whole fact that I'm standing here today is because of that power and authority that Jesus has given me. Just for you who don't know me, my name is Sully Pyre. I was born in Niue in the bush somewhere, and I don't want to go there to talk about that past. But just to tell you that the glory of God and what God had done in my life turned my life around from a nobody to somebody and has given me that authority and power today to speak his word. And I love to share and I love to tell people about Jesus. That's the whole purpose of this today. Not to make me look good, anything other than make him look good. He is my Lord, he's my Savior, and he has done amazing things in my life. It's taken me from nowhere to where I am today, and I can say, glory be to God. That's the whole purpose of his saving grace. Saved me, and the blood of Jesus cleansed me. I'd like to introduce my wife, and she may have something to share. She's the better preacher than me. I'm the musician. She's got more than a few words than I do.
God's been using us, and he will continue to use us, because if you read the Old Testament, he started using people in their 80s. I still have kids. So one of the things I, especially even before I got married, my journey in life and in my Christian walk has really been shown by one word, okay? And the word I'll be saying each letter, and you can figure out the word. That is carried me through. But one of the first letter is P, and that's prayer. The power of prayer is the only thing that's got me standing here today. And the next letter is A, action. With the power of prayer, we will be able to serve God in a mighty way with action. We have to take the first step, not just sit and wait. The next letter is F, and that is our Savior. And but he came here to serve us, so he should be that's an example for us to serve others. The next one is S, another S. You might be getting a kind of a thinking of what the word is. And so S is for soul. So as we're serving God and as we're sharing of his love to others, we will be able to have the Holy Spirit come upon people and souls will be saved. And that's one of our missions. That's our mission, is for more people to know Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. Then it's I is intercession. Some of us might not have some of the talents, but we can all pray. We're all called to intercede on behalf of other people. So intercession is important on. Then there's O. So if you're starting to get a gist of what the word is, the O is for obedience to God, because if we don't obey, we really can't serve him in a mighty way. Then N is for never giving up. Never giving up, never disobeying, never just never giving up. He's the one that will help us to do this. And so what's the word?
That's yeah. The only thing that's not me. All right. Passion. Passion come from there. I used to have a passion for something else, something different. Wrong spirit on that side. Today I have a passion to serve Jesus. That's the whole reason why I'm here today. And I like the book of Acts because it's a book of action. It's a book where it all began. And it began in the upper room. And I thought of this little place. And I like being in the, I'm a pioneer. And I like being in a small, involved in a something small, something little. Because I know that's going to grow. I like to watch things grow. I'm not a good gardener, but she does a little bit. And we plant tomatoes. And within a short period of time, I saw these tomatoes all of a sudden just grew. But, oh, how did that happen? That is because the soil was great. The soil was rich, and it's got all the nutrients it needs to grow, so it grows so quick, so fast. We need to grow. I need to grow. So this week, as I've been reading about this chapter, it stirs my spirit up. So I'm going to be preaching to myself this morning. And hopefully that you get something out. Book of Acts, everybody knows, I'm not a theologian. Although I went to Bible college, being obedient to God, because I failed my education right when I was young. So right through the school, right through high school, all I got is F. So when God called me to Bible college, I thought, I go because I want to be obedient. When I got there, I realized this is university stuff. I mean, I don't have any education. So I had a good conversation with God. Fought all the way. One day, my books almost went out through the window. God, this is too much. God spoke to me very clearly and he gave me the promise that he's going to see me through. So he graduated me. I didn't graduate. I failed halfway through. But God did. Took me, carried me many times, and sent me back to the place where I don't want it to be. That's Otar. All of you knows Otar, the promised land, where great things happen. So that's where I ended up, and that's where I met my wife, and we started a family, and God had blessed us in many ways, and see a ministry established in an area where people said, nothing is going to happen in Otar. Nothing good is going to happen in Otar. Well, Otar, I can say today, the police said, remember, and I'm getting off track here a little bit, excuse me, but the police said, Otar is so quiet. Everywhere else, the crime rate has risen, but Otar is so quiet. Well, nobody knows why. I do, because God was there. Because God called us, called me. We went to Otar, and what do we do? We pray. Yeah, we got a little bit of money from the government, but it was because the power of God was there. Anyway, back to where I was supposed to be. Acts 1, chapter 3. Chapter 1, verse 3 to 8. And it was written out before, but I want to focus on the verse 8. Now, this is, everybody knows, the scriptures talks about 40 days after the crucifixion. Jesus has met with the disciples a few times. Now, if I was there, and knowing that I had denied the Lord, I'd be very uncomfortable. Peter was there. The disciples were there. They all quit. They all gave up. Ran in the wrong, in the opposite direction. They don't want to know him. They don't know him. And so coming together in a group like this, meeting with Jesus and looking him in the face and not feeling guilty, I would feel guilty. So here's a group of people who are passionate about something, but they have no idea where to move from there. They have no idea how to go from that point and move forward to great things. Now, prior to what had happened there, so three things I haven't got much time, but three things that I wanted to leave with you today, and 3 points in verse 3. I'll read that out. Verse 4, sorry. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. And as I told you before, John baptizes with water, but in just a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Now here's a group of men who, just like me, just like all of us, who sometimes get confused. I don't know about you, but I get confused many times. And they were in a position where they have no idea, and there's fear there. I can sense fear because they don't know the fear of the unknown. What's going to happen when Jesus goes to heaven? What's going to happen to us? A whole lot of questions were going through their minds. So here's a group of people who are sitting there and listening to what Jesus was saying. Wait in Jerusalem because something big is going to happen. Something good is about to happen. And tarry in Jerusalem. Jesus had already told them before in Luke 24:49, Jesus says, wait. He's promised the Spirit of the living God is going to come upon them. And so wait in Jerusalem because something big is about to happen. So here it is. They're in a place. Jesus says, this thing is about to happen. Wait here. The first thing is the promise. In verse 4, and that's the promise. It said, God gives his promise. And when he does give us a promise, he keeps his promise. I've broken many promises with God. Because of my weakness at times when I promise God to do something and I fail miserably. But God never fails. When God gives you a promise, and some of you, God had already called you for a purpose. God had already spoken to you about something. God had already revealed to you his will. But we have no idea how that's going to happen. And I gave up many times before, but God never gave up on me. And he gave me a promise. A promise that he's fulfilled today. So the number one thing is he gave them a promise. He gave the disciple a promise. Jesus says, this is going to happen at this day. And then the second thing is the power. So today for us, as I read this, I began to stir up in my spirit. I feel the power of the living God stir up in my heart, because in the last 6 months, my life has been just, everything's nice. I'm sitting there, I'm just waiting, and nothing's happening. I've done a lot of good stuff, but nothing really that stirs my spirit up. But when I read this and began to look at the scripture much deeper, I realized that I need to stir that up. I need to get a better dose of that power. Now, everybody know what power is, right? Power is when you turn the light on, light comes on. Turn the switch on, light comes on. Nothing happens without power. Everything in life, nothing happens without that power. So that's the second point. All things that I have done with you, that's what Jesus says. Jesus promised us, said, the things that I do, you can do, and much, much more. So the things that he has promised us, not only promises, but he's given us that power to do things. I thought of you guys and prayed for your ministry, your house here, and I thought, right in the middle of the heart of Auckland, is this little place in the heart of the city, in the upper room. How wonderful. And small, but not for long. Because I see, as you tap into that area or power that comes from the living God, that power is going to stir your spirit up. I know that people will just come because people will see. They will sense there's something good is about to happen. So I like that word. I like that word, power and authority, because I have proved it many times in my life. When I feel weak, yet God has given me the strength. I walked into a fight between two gangs, rivalry gangs, you know, once. I don't have any. I was weak as. I looked at this group fighting, and I know there's going to be something bad happens if I don't do something. So I stood there, and I said, God, I am afraid. I'm fearful to go and to step into that scenery. I said, but I'm going to go there because I don't want to witness a murder. I don't want to begin to stand to court and witness somebody killing somebody. So I called on the power of God, and I said, God, you do something right now. Give me the strength that I need. So I walked right into it. I'm not telling you this to make me look good. I don't like it. It's going to make him look good because he gave me the strength, and he told me to walk right in through. So I did. I walked right in the middle of it. And when I walked in there, I realized that this is the power of God. I was not afraid. I had the power and authority, and I spoke in authority. When you have the power of the living God in you, you can do great things. Do you believe that? Are you with me? Good. I love that power and authority that God has given. When the time comes to be able to speak and to speak with that authority, it's wonderful to be able to see God moving in his power and authority. John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, he gives us power to fulfill his will and his calling in our lives. And Jesus says, before he left, I've given you power and authority over all the enemies. I've given you power and authority to do great things. One of the greatest things that I've seen, that I have witnessed, is being able to stand and witness and speak on behalf of the living God. Knowing that you have that authority to speak. But why is it that sometimes we're so afraid? Why is it that sometimes we never really exercise that authority that is in us, that is already in you, that God has given you? And I think my encouragement to all of us today is that power and authority is given to us just as what he's given to the disciples back in the upper room. So, move on. The third thing is the purpose. For what purpose does he give that power for? Pretty much simple, as the verse says, to witness where in Judea and in Jerusalem and where else to all the world. So the whole purpose of God giving us that power today is that so that we can be able to preach the gospel, take his message out to the whole world, rather than just keeping it here in the warmth of our Sunday services, because that's not where it belongs. It belongs out there on the streets. It belongs out there where the pain and misery is. And as the sister here had shared, this time of the year, lots and lots of people are in turmoil. Lots and lots of people that are looking for some answers. Lots and lots of people that are living in darkness. And so all they do is turn to drugs, to alcohol, to drain that darkness, to drain that pain and misery in their lives. And yet, the message of the gospel that is given to you and I today is the message of power. The promise that is given us today is the promise that we can set free those that are living in darkness, those that are walking in darkness. The promise that God has given us today that we have the power and authority. And more than that is that the power and authority that is given us is the same power and authority that Jesus has. So when Jesus departed from this earth to heaven, his words were, you can do things. You can do more than what I have done. You can do things that I have done and much, much more. But somehow, we seem to get tangled up somewhere. We tangled up in things that we have created ourselves and get so tangled up. We haven't had the opportunity to get out there and take the message of the gospel that God has given us. And I believe that there's going to come a time when this place would be too small. There's going to come a time where I believe that fire is going to begin in this place. I believe that if we listen to what the Word of God says today, is that His promise. What is His promise? His promise is that I will give you. Wait here. Wait. Well, I think the waiting time is over. I really feel today that if we open our hearts to Him and say, God, do unto me according to your purpose. If we're prepared to say, yes, Lord. Tell you what, this place is not going to be big enough. It'd be great to build another story up. I'm speaking prophetically today. I'm not blessed to be a prophet, but I really believe in my heart this morning is that this place is going to be too small for you. Provided that you lock into what God has for you, His promises. His promises that said, I will fill you. I will fill you with my power, my authority. Are you listening? Are you listening? Not to me, but His word today. This is His word. Now, I remember the time when I used to sit in the pews and listen to the message. Sunday in and Sunday out and Sunday in, every Sunday, I listened to the message and I thought, God, it doesn't make sense. I'm feeling good. I enjoy coming to church. I love being with God's people, the 99. But what about the ones? What about the ones that are right now ready to shoot themselves or hang themselves or throw themselves somewhere or get run over every day? So I said, God, I'm going. He heard the voice said to me straight, take the church and get out to the community. And so He's given me the promise. He's gave me the power. He gave me the purpose. The purpose of His word today is tarry in Jerusalem until the power of God. Now, fast forward a little bit. I don't have the time to get into that, but you know the day of Pentecost, just after this. This is just preparation to power up. Now, the Pentecost is when they get really powered up, filled with God's Spirit. There was these men who were a bunch of wuss a couple of weeks before. here they are now in the upper room, fired up, powered up, and they stepped out. And I don't have to tell you, because I'm pretty sure you've read the stories before, is that they stepped out there and they became completely changed. All of us changed. And that's a good thing of Christianity. That's a good thing of what Christians are, is that different than any other religious in our world today, the difference is that they don't have the power to raise the dead, to set the captives free, to open the blind eyes. We have. You and I have this word of God that has given us that authority to do great things. Are you hearing me this morning? So this time, this year, take that opportunity to get into that word, because that word is not just for the disciples back then. That word of God is for you and I in this 21st century, 2018 coming to 2019. Let this coming year be a year where you can see miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what I want to do. I want to live in that realm where people will come to be healed. Wouldn't it be great to bring people wheelchairs and carry them up here and set them free? You with me? Great. It's good. See your smile. That's where I want to be. That's where we all should be, in that environment of power and authority of God, because it'll make Sunday morning exciting. Sometimes, be honest, I go to church on Sunday morning and sit there and I thought, what's going on? But I'm looking forward to the day when we can come to church, and if Mr. Martin can allow me to come in, I want to be a part of something that is going to change our city. Do you believe that? Do you believe that this humble little group can do that? I believe so. I believe that God is preparing you for something, and God is calling you for that purpose. God is calling you because He's going to give you that power and authority. And I believe that in the coming year, there's going to be some exciting things that are happening in your community. So I'm just going to go back to those words again, that God has given us the promise. It's already been done. He's given me the promise. He's given me the promise for me to do great things, for you to do far beyond what Jesus has done. Already done. Sealed. Power. Power to do great things. Power to stand and speak. Power to witness. Power to get out there. And the last one is the purpose. That purpose is to fulfill the call that God has called you to. So, I want to close in that this morning, in those words that Jesus says, to reiterate those words that Jesus says, for what I have done, you can do, and far beyond. Because He's going to send us that Holy Ghost. He's going to send us that Holy Spirit. And so, the power of the Holy Spirit today in our lives, stir our spirit up. And I don't know about you, but being here this morning excites me. And I like to continue to pray that God will so stir your spirit up this coming year. Stir you up to change that in your heart so that you can take that extra step forward and say, God, here I am. You hearing that this morning? What are the three things? What are those three points? It's so important to remember. Remember that God has given you a promise. Every one of us, everyone that is sitting here today, God has given you a promise. And the promise that He'll keep. The second thing is power. Power and authority. When you receive that, when you have that power and authority, nothing can stop you. Especially when it comes from Him. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, I remember, I was born in the bush. I have lost confidence in everything. I had been abused as a child. My brains was messed up. I was absolutely damaged. Really. But when God came, changed my life, took me from nowhere, gave me a purpose, told me that's what I'm going to do. You're going to get out of here and make a difference. I have no idea. But today I can stand here and say to you that look what God has done. And he can do that to you, to all of us here. And if you lack that confidence, if you don't have that ability to speak, God can use you in other ways. Sometimes I tell people, I don't preach the gospel with my mouth, I preach my gospel with my hands. And you may not going to be a preacher, but God can use you in other ways. If you know how to smile, God can use your smile. Some people, their smile just radiate the room when they're around. God can use that. God can use your feet and your arms and the whole body for a purpose of witnessing and telling them about Jesus. I'd like to finish off with a song. And that's a challenge for us today. And a prayer. And if you feel that you need to pray, you need to be prayed for, I'm happy to pray with you. I don't know what the protocol of the congregation is, but I'm open to pray with anybody who would like to pray. Because I really believe that God has called you for a purpose. You're not here by accident. You're not here because somebody, no, you're here because God put you here for a purpose. And when you understand that, there's the power that goes with it. Something that you probably don't know, but he'll do that to you today. Change my heart, oh God. You know the song, sing with me. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Yes, sing it again. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Yes. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. You are the my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. Let's stand real. I want to pray. Father, we're so thankful for your grace, for your goodness, for your love, most of all, that you've sent your precious Son, die that miserable death on the cross of Calvary, all for us, so that we can have that ability to be able to, and the desire, and access to you freely. Father, this morning, we're honored, we're deeply honored. And Father God, this morning, we thank you that your word, this morning that has spoken to our hearts, stir us, Lord God. Pray that our hearts be open. Holy Spirit, speak to us this morning. Holy Spirit, I pray that you'll be able to speak to us and challenge us and reveal to us some things that we're not aware of in our lives. Each and every one that is in this family this morning, I pray. In these coming weeks, right through the new year, I pray that these words will continue to speak to each and every one of your promises that you've given them. Holy Spirit, I pray right now, as you speak to it individually, that you continue to stir us, stir our hearts. Bring us to that point, Lord God, where we will say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. Father, we thank you for your great love. We love you and thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.